No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540. KXEL. If you missed any of that conversation about City Girl Coffee, we have it up for you and the entire show in podcast form on Podbean, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iTunes. All you have to do is Google Insight on Business the News Hour, and we'll be right there. Let's look at what happened on Wall Street last week. The stock market picture brightened as tech shares led the NASDAQ Composite Index to three consecutive record highs. Tech shares continue to outperform the broader market by a wide margin. The S&P 500's Information Technology Index has returned 13.5% this year, compared with 3.6% for the broader market. All three of the major indices ended the week up slightly, with the Dow at 25,316, the NASDAQ at 76,45, and the S&P 500 at 27,79. Coming up this week, some things that could jar the markets. On Tuesday, President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un will meet in Singapore for high-level talks on denuclearization. The historic face-to-face meeting could signal the beginning of bilateral talks between the two adversaries. On the same day, the U.S. Federal Open Market Committee will kick off its two-day policy meeting in Washington. On Wednesday, the Fed is widely expected to raise the benchmark interest rates for the second time this year. The official rate statement will be accompanied by a revised summary of economic projections covering GDP, unemployment, and inflation. Coming up next, a conversation on microloans for small businesses. This is from an earlier broadcast, but we felt its value was still significant. Funding opportunities from the Iowa Center for Economic Success. Stay with us on News Talk 1540 KXEL.